A round of showers came through our area late last night into early this morning. Now those showers have pushed off to our south. The showers were in association with a cold front that continues to make its way to our south, allowing for some very pleasant spring air to build into our area. So it will not be as warm as it was yesterday. Yesterday will end up being the warmest day of the week. Albany hit a high temperature of 74, making it the warmest day since mid-October, and portions of western New York actually saw high temperatures above the 80-degree mark yesterday afternoon. So certainly a nice treat, especially after the long and cold winter we've had. Now we're settling back into a more seasonable air mass for the next couple of days as high pressure builds in from the northwest. It is a bit gusty out there this afternoon. Those winds out of the northwest are gusting up over 25 miles per hour, and that is helping to bring in this cooler air mass. So temperatures tonight will fall back into the 30s in most areas. We'll have a few 20s in the typically cooler northern mountains. It will be mainly clear, though we'll have a few lingering clouds from the capital region on south through this evening before the sky clears later at night. Moving into the day tomorrow, we'll see a lot of sunshine across New York and western New England. The breezes will be a bit gusty again out of the northwest. At times, those gusts will reach over 20 miles per hour, and high temperatures will be mainly in the 60s, though some of the mountains may hold in the upper 50s for high temperatures. The quiet weather continues into Thursday as high pressure moves directly overhead, so it will be less windy on Thursday. Temperatures will be mainly in the 60s, though it's possible that portions of the Mid-Hudson Valley, the Lower Hudson Valley, and Connecticut may hold in the 50s on Thursday afternoon. Then we bring back the clouds and the chance for some showers as we wrap up the work week on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly clear and cool, low in the lower to mid-30s, some 20s in the mountains, and tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, high 58 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cool, low in the lower to mid-30s, some 20s in the mountains. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, high 58 to 64. For the Southeastern Catskills, Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, and interior Southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, low 35 to 40, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, high in the middle to upper 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. For tonight, partly cloudy to mostly clear, low in the lower to mid-30s, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy, high 60 to 65. Region-wide on Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, with highs mainly in the 60s, perhaps a few 50s from the mid and lower Hudson Valley into Connecticut, then on Friday mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.